Baruch Hashem, day number four of our daily study of the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs. We're going to conclude, with Hashem's help, the 14 methods that the Rambam uses to determine what exactly are the 613 biblical commandments. We're going to do principles 10, 11, 12, 13, and 14 today. Okay, rule number 10. You don't count the preparation for a mitzvah, as an independent mitzvah. It's just included in the mitzvah that it's a preparation for. So, for instance, you might be familiar with this verse. We say this, it's in the Siddur. We say this at the end of Musaf Davening on Shabbos. You should take fine flour and bake it into 12 loaves. That's, of course, speaking about the lechem aponim, the showbread, which was placed upon the shulchan in the Mishkan and in the Mikdash. The mitzvah isn't to bake it. The mitzvah is actually to place the loaves. But in order to place the loaves, you have to have the loaves. In order to have them, you have to bake them. But the baking is just a prerequisite preparation in order to do the mitzvah. Similarly, lighting the menorah, the candelabrum, in the Mikdash every day. Making the oil ready is not an independent mitzvah. It's a hechsher mitzvah. It's a preparation in order to make it possible to do the actual mitzvah. So it's not a mitzvah in its own right. That's principle number 10. Number 11, if a mitzvah is composed of different ingredients, each ingredient isn't its own mitzvah. So classic example, you have the dalad minim, the four kinds or the four species on Sukkot. You take the lulav and the esrog and the ravis and the hadassim, right, the four species, and you put them together. Let's say it in English, the palm frond and the citron and the willow and the myrtle. But that's one mitzvah. It's not four different mitzvahs. Okay, so different ingredients to combine to one mitzvah is only one mitzvah. That's rule number 11. Rule 12, what about you have different actions, separate actions, but they all make up one mitzvah. For instance, va'aso li mikdash, the mitzvah to make a house, a physical home for Hashem in this world, which was done in the wilderness with the Mishkan, the tabernacle, the traveling sanctuary, and in Yerushalayim, the permanent dwelling, the Beis HaMikdash, the holy temple built by Solomon. Va'aso li mikdash, even though it requires the building of many different parts you have to make. We mentioned before the shulchan, which is the table, and the menorah, which is the candelabrum, or the mizbeach, which is the altar. Each of these actions are really all part of one mitzvah of making the overall Beis HaMikdash. They're not separate mitzvahs. So that's rule number 12. Rule 13, we don't count the individual days that a mitzvah is performed as separate mitzvahs. So for instance, it's a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah all of the days of Sukkot. But we don't say those are seven different mitzvahs, sitting in the sukkah on day one of Sukkot, sitting in the sukkah on day two of Sukkot, and so on and so forth. It's just one mitzvah for all 7 days. Similarly, it's a mitzvah to bring a special korban called a korban musaf in the Beis HaMikdash on Rosh Chodesh. Well, you do that on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, you do it on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, you do it on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, so maybe it's a different mitzvah each time. No. It's the same mitzvah even though you do it each month throughout the year. It's not 12 mitzvahs, it's one mitzvah that's done 12 times each year. Or another example, Shalosh Regalim, the three pilgrimage festivals. You do that three times, right? Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuos, but it's one mitzvah, even though it's done three times a year. And that's rule number 13. Rule number 14, we don't count the punishment that's administered for each transgression. In other words, there are punishments that the court administers, capital punishment. There are four different forms of capital punishment, which we'll speak about. There's corporal punishment, which is lashes. There's financial remuneration. And each of these, the fact that each of these punishments exists and is meted out by the court is a mitzvah in its own right. But it's not a mitzvah that each sin which incurs each punishment is its own mitzvah. For instance, you don't say it's a mitzvah to bring a sin offering if you eat blood, and it's another mitzvah to bring a sin offering if you eat forbidden fats. It's all one mitzvah. The mitzvah to bring a sin offering, whatever the sin was that caused the person to be obligated to bring a sin offering. That's all just one mitzvah. The punishment is one mitzvah. You don't say it's another mitzvah each time for each mitzvah that the punishment is administered. And that's the 14th rule. And tomorrow, with Hashem's help, we're going to get to our first mitzvah.